The AP News at 5 is sponsored by Arthur's and Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Former President Donald Trump's fighting back against the Secretary of State in Maine, who determined his alleged role in the Capitol insurrection, makes him ineligible to run for president again. Our Sagar Magani reports.
Democrat Shenna Bellows became the first Secretary of State in history to cite the rarely used constitutional clause barring those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. Trump's also expected to appeal a similar ruling from Colorado.
Authorities say a gunman who shot up the Colorado Supreme Court building this morning caused extensive damage, but they don't think it's connected to the Trump ballot decision. New corruption allegations against New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, the Democrat accused of using his clout to help a businessman get a deal with an investment fund in Qatar. The Biden administration's asking the U.S. Supreme Court to lift its injunction against agents cutting down razor wire that Texas put up to block migrants from crossing the border. And the sheriff in Grundy County, Illinois, is reacting to the Texas governor flying some 350 migrants into Rockford, Illinois on a chartered plane, asking the White House for help.
I don't see this issue stopping. Right. This is going to continue.
Israel's not commenting, but there are reports from Lebanon. A top Hamas official, a founder of the group, was killed south of Beirut. A Japanese Coast Guard plane carrying aid for earthquake victims crashed on a runway with a passenger jet. Amazingly, all the passengers safely escaped from the flames. Our Karen Chamas reports.
NHK TV has said that 5 crew members have been found dead on the Coast Guard plane. Local TV showed a large eruption of fire and smoke.
Small earthquakes reported today in Maryland, felt in surrounding states. This is AP News. The first trading day of the new year was lukewarm for stocks.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is the AP Markets Report. Wall Street started 2024 with a slump, giving back some of its powerful gains from the year before. The S&P 500 fell 0.6% Tuesday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.1%, and the NASDAQ Composite lost 1.6%. Some of the market's sharper drops came from stocks that were last year's biggest winners. Apple had its worst day in nearly 5 months. Much of Wall Street had been preparing for at least a pause in the rally that carried the S&P 500 to 9 straight winning weeks and the brink of its record high. The benchmark index jumped 24% in 2023. Damian Troisi, New York.
The U.S. Treasury's announced the nation's gross national debt has surpassed $34 trillion. It's a record high, and it comes after the deal in Washington to temporarily lift the nation's debt limit last year. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel. Your American Family Insurance Agents. Insurance designed with you in mind. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 26, variably cloudy and breezy, and much cooler tomorrow, high 32, and turning mostly clear and chilly tomorrow night with a low of 16. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and it's cloudy, and our temperature is 32 degrees.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Respiratory viruses are on the rise. Doctors encourage people to wear masks and get vaccinated. Officials say wastewater analysis shows more COVID-19 in the environment than this time last year. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says respiratory illnesses may be rising because fewer people are getting vaccinated. Health officials expect to see numbers rise even higher after Christmas and New Year's celebrations. A recent study shows Wisconsin has the second highest number of crashes between vehicles and animals of any state in the nation. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says there were 57 fatal crashes involving live animals in Wisconsin since 2017. That's 14% of all fatal crashes in Wisconsin during that time. Only Montana ranked higher. Most crashes between vehicles and animals happen at night. The county health rankings are in for Wisconsin, and Richland County ranks 41st out of the 72 counties in the state. The health of a place results from past and present policies and practices. 72.1% of the population lives in a low population density area, which is 500 or fewer people per square mile and less than 2,500 people. Health outcomes represent how healthy a county is right now in terms of length of life, but quality of life as well. Richland is ranked in the lower middle range of counties in Wisconsin at 25% to 50%. When it comes to quality of life, 13% of residents are reported to be in poor to fair health, which is above the state and national average of 12%. Poor mental health days reported in Richland County were also above the state and national average of 4.4 at 4.8. Health factors represent those things we can modify to improve the length and quality of life for residents. Richland is again ranked in the lower middle range of counties in Wisconsin at 25% to 50%. When it comes to health behaviors, Richland County reported 20% of adults smoke. That is above the state and national average of 16%. Adult obesity is also above the state and national average at 35%. Excessive drinking in the county is at 26%, the same as the state, but above the national average of 19%. However, when it comes to alcohol-impaired driving deaths, Richland County is below both the state and national average at 10%. The state average is 36%, while the national is 27%. Physical inactivity in the county is reported at 22%, comparable to the state and national average. However, access to exercise opportunities in Richland County at 43% is far below the state and national average of 84%. When it comes to the five counties surrounding Richland, Iowa County ranked 11th, Sauk County 29th, Vernon County 30th, Grant County 32nd, and Crawford County ranked 35th. The new year is here, and as we welcome in 2024, a study says 40% to 45% of us are making one or more resolutions around healthy behaviors, from exercising more to eating better. If you are looking to make a change, you're not alone. Bad habits can be hard to shift. Experts say be specific about your goals and make them sustainable. Instead of saying, "I want to exercise more," make a goal to walk 20 minutes a day. Stopping a behavior is harder than starting one. So instead of trying not to eat junk food, instead set a goal to eat more fruits and vegetables. Creating a goal list with your family can help keep everyone accountable, engaged, and help everyone stay on the same page throughout the year. January is Radon Action Month. Radon is an odorless, invisible, radioactive gas that's naturally released from rocks, soil, and water. It can leak into homes and buildings through visible and non-visible cracks in the foundation. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services states about 1 out of 10 homes in Wisconsin have high radon levels. Wisconsin's presidential primary ballot should be determined today. The Presidential Preference Selection Committee meets to decide which names will be on Wisconsin's April ballot. Last week, the Wisconsin Elections Commission threw out a complaint to keep Donald Trump's name off the ballot. Democratic activist Kirk Bangstad says he intends to take his case as far as the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The State Elections Commission says three candidates have filed to run for the vacant Sauk County Circuit Court judge seat in Branch 3. Incumbent Pat Barrett is not seeking re-election. Blake Duren, Nancy Tomei, and Jesse Leichenring have all registered to run for the seat, but as of Friday, only Duren had completed his nomination paperwork. Today is the deadline to file paperwork to run in an election that appears on the spring election ballot. Although candidates can register as a write-in all the way up until the Friday before the election. A woman from Wisconsin Dells died in a crash Saturday afternoon after losing control of her car on I-39. Deandra Jones was traveling north on I-39 near Plover when she lost control of her vehicle, entered the median, and crossed into the southbound lanes of I-39. A vehicle traveling south crashed into her vehicle as it entered their lane. Deandra Jones was transported to the hospital in Stevens Point, where she was pronounced deceased. A 68-year-old passenger in the second vehicle, Shelley Chitko, received non-life-threatening injuries and was transported to the Marshfield Clinic for treatment. The driver, John Pitsley, 73, was not injured. The southbound lanes of I-39 were closed for approximately 2 hours Saturday evening while the crash was investigated. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is investigating an officer-involved critical incident in the city of Monona that occurred last night. At approximately 9 o'clock, Monona Police Department officers initiated a traffic stop for a suspicious vehicle at Nichols and Monona Drive, and the vehicle fled. A Dane County deputy deployed a tire deflation device, and the vehicle crashed near the intersection of Femright Drive and Buckeye Road in the town of Cottage Grove. The three occupants in the fleeing vehicle did not survive the crash and died on scene. Involved law enforcement were not injured. Monona Police Department and Dane County Sheriff's Office squad cars are equipped with dashboard cameras. The involved officers have been placed on administrative duty per agency policy. DCI is leading the investigation of the officer-involved critical incident with assistance from the Wisconsin State Patrol, a DCI crime response specialist, and members of DCI's digital evidence unit. All involved law enforcement are fully cooperating with DCI. DCI is continuing to review evidence and determine the facts of this incident and will turn over investigative reports to the Dane County District Attorney when the investigation concludes. Police are investigating after a man was shot while allegedly breaking into a home in western Wisconsin. The shooting happened early Monday morning in Blair in Trempealeau County. Police got a report from a woman of someone breaking into her home. When officers arrived, they found a man shot inside the house's garage. The woman's husband allegedly confronted the intruder and shot him. The injured man was transported to the hospital for treatment. Police say the door to the home was kicked in when they arrived and that the man who was shot may have broken into an empty house in the neighborhood. No names have been released at this time. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for the Wisconsin Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure, known as the RFSI program. The purpose of the RFSI program is to expand capacity and infrastructure for the processing, manufacturing, storing, transporting, wholesaling, and distribution of locally and regionally produced food products, including specialty crops, dairy grains for human consumption, aquaculture, and other value-added food products. Funding for the program is provided through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. A total of $27 million will be awarded through a competitive grant process. Grant applications are due by 5 o'clock Wednesday evening, March 6th. The RFSI program has two grant tracks, the Infrastructure Grant and the Equipment Only Grant. Applicants may only apply for one track. Infrastructure grants will range from $100,000 up to $3 million. The grant can fund capital investments, such as construction, equipment, and building renovations. Infrastructure grants can also fund facility design or engineering, staff time, modernizing systems, plan development, and market development. A match is required for infrastructure grants and starts at 50% of the total project cost. However, if the main applicant qualifies as underserved, the match requirement will be reduced to 25% of the total project cost. Equipment-only grants can range from $10,000 up to $99,999. This grant can only fund equipment. Equipment may be new, used, or refurbished. No match is required for equipment-only grants. An informational webinar about the RFSI grants will be held at 11 o'clock Tuesday, January 9th, via Zoom. Registration is required. To access the webinar registration, learn more about the program, or sign up for automatic email updates about the RFSI program, visit datcp.wi.gov. If you have questions about the program, email rfsi@wisconsin.gov. The first two winners in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle have been announced. The winner of $25 on New Year's Day was Randy Scott of Sun Prairie on ticket number 400. Today's winner of $50 is Gene Delameter of Richland Center on ticket number 344.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today is Tuesday, January 2nd. Mary Ann Hansen, 69, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Soldiers Grove. Friends may call at Our Savior's Lutheran Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Mary Ann Hansen, 69, of Richland Center. Richard Thomas Willison, 77, of Richland Center, died last Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Richard Thomas Willison, 77, of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
How's it going this evening? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, generally fairly quiet weather will stick with us through this week around here. Temperatures will still hover a few degrees above normal. It looks like a chance of a little light snow moving through the Midwest as we go into Friday afternoon and Saturday. The greatest amount staying just north of us, where there could be an inch or two from central Minnesota into northern Wisconsin and parts of upper Michigan. It does look like a much more dynamic storm system will take shape out of the southern Rockies and southern plains early next week and track up toward the central Great Lakes by Tuesday and Tuesday night. This could bring a sizable snow and wind event to Wisconsin. Monday into Tuesday, we'll certainly keep a close eye on it. Be sure to check in for updates if you have some travel plans. We're also tracking some much colder conditions, which should roll in here for the middle and end of next week. Here's your forecast for tonight. Mostly cloudy, low 26 degrees with a westerly wind up to 10. Tomorrow, variably cloudy and breezy with a high near 32, northwest wind between 8 and 15 miles an hour. Clearing out tomorrow night and chilly, low 16 degrees. Thursday should be a pleasant winter day with plenty of sunshine, high 29, and the winds relatively light. As we head into Friday, increasing clouds, low 17, the high at 34. Saturday, mostly cloudy, maybe a few flurries, low 23 with a high of 34. Sunday, still mostly cloudy with a small chance of patchy light snow or flurries, low 22 with a high near 34. And Monday, cloudy with a 50% chance of snow, especially by late afternoon. Moderate accumulations are possible into Tuesday and turning breezy by Tuesday. Low temperature Monday, 23 with a high of 35 degrees. So again, tonight, just some clouds around, low 26. Tomorrow's high, about 32. A few peaks of sun possible. Have yourself a great evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with bill pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for bill pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 32 degrees after a daytime high of 33 and a morning low of 22. Yesterday's high was 31 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1894 is 57 degrees with a record low of 26 below, which was set back in 1979. Last year's high was 35 with a low of 27. Sunset will take place tonight at 4:37, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:34. The winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 30.04, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 32 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's area high school sporting events.
The high school girls basketball schedule tonight features Lafarge at Cashton, Belmont at Dodgeville, Fenimore at Prairie du Chien, Pecatonica Argyle at North Crawford, Highland at Kickapoo, Hillsboro at Melrose Mindoro, Seneca at River Ridge, and Monroe at Platteville. Weston is at Riverdale and boys basketball, tip-off time around 7 tonight. It's also Viroqua at Hillsboro, Lodi at Monroe, River Ridge at Seneca, Mauston at GET, Cassville plays at Waseca Steuben, Schulzburg at Blackhawk, Mineral Point at Dodgeville, Fenimore at Prairie du Chien, and Richland Center is home against Highland. The Highland Cardinals of the always tough Six Rivers Conference. I talked to Coach Brian Poles of Richland Center about that.
It is. It's good basketball. And Highland is an up-and-coming team, as I mentioned. You know, they're still probably a year away from being real good. They've got a lot of juniors and sophomores that are playing a ton of minutes. They've got some decent size. Esser is a good athlete. Playing that forward spot. They got a few guards that can shoot it. So we need to, you know, just focus on what we can do to maintain our pace, our tempo. We can't turn the ball over. We can't give them easy opportunities. So, again, that's been kind of our broken record here.
Highland is coached by Rain Foes.
Yeah, this year I have a really good group of juniors, four starters that are juniors, so they have some good varsity experience. And we really lean on them as our role models, how we play, how we want to play, how we act, and all those things. So far, those groups of juniors have been really good for us.
Highland plays at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse tonight. We'll have the game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show, which will hit the airwaves around 7:15 this evening. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency. Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane service and great prices, from residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks. Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and your business running. Call 647-7034.
Both Marquette and Wisconsin are moving higher in this week's AP college basketball poll, bolstered by a win over a ranked Creighton team. The Golden Eagles are up to number 7 this week. They've been in the top 10 for 13 straight weeks. The Badgers are up 2 positions to number 21. They host Iowa tonight at the Kohl Center in a game that tips off at 6. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7, AM 1450, online at WRCO.com, on the WRCE stream, and on the Civic Media app. The Bucks' 15-game home winning streak has ended in a 122-113 loss to the Indiana Pacers. Indy's bench did most of the damage, outscoring Milwaukee's reserves 70-16. That's how the Pacers won, despite misfiring on 30 of 35 three-pointers. Giannis Antetokounmpo contributed his 38th triple-double with 30 points, 18 rebounds, and 11 assists. Milwaukee held a 15-point edge in the third period before the visitors went on a run. A moment of silence was held to honor former team owner and U.S. Senator Herb Kohl before the game. The same two teams meet tomorrow night in a game at Indianapolis. The Green Bay Packers enter their regular season finale in a familiar situation. This is the second straight year that a lopsided victory over the Minnesota Vikings in their second-to-the-last game has put the Packers in position to reach the playoffs by defeating an NFC North team at home. They're hoping the similarities end there. Green Bay missed a chance to earn a fourth straight postseason berth last season when its four-game winning streak ended with a 20-16 loss to the Detroit Lions. That loss is on the Packers' minds as they prepare to host the Chicago Bears on Sunday. Former Packers quarterback Brett Favre is enthused about the team's current offensive leader. Favre posted on X yesterday, "Congrats to the Packers on a big win last night. Jordan Love is playing as good as any quarterback in the league, and they can be a dangerous team in the playoffs if they get in." Love threw for 256 yards and 3 touchdowns and ran for a fourth in Green Bay's 33-10 thrashing of the Vikings on Sunday Night Football. The job for the Packers is simple: win the game against the Bears and make the playoffs. And the four-team playoff changed college football, not just the postseason and crowning of a national champion that finally could be called undisputed. College football playoff 1.0 wraps up a 10-year run on Monday when number 1 Michigan faces number 2 Washington in the national championship game. The four-team CFP created a new standard for success and failure for conferences and schools. It helped the rich and powerful become more rich and powerful and further nationalized a sport with regional roots. It was an imperfect but unnecessary step in the evolution of the postseason that had unintended consequences. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
Heating and cooling systems are some of our most used appliances. When problems arise, the HVAC experts at Strang's are ready to help with your maintenance needs, 24-hour emergency service, or designing and installing a whole new heating and air system. Strang's has a long history of providing worry-free comfort with top brands like Lennox, Water Furnace, Grundfos, and Westinghouse. Call the team at Strang's to find out what they can do for your home. Strang's, people helping people, using experience and knowledge to serve the community.
As the new year begins, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society reminds everyone that Wisconsin winters bring challenges and concerns for both people and pets. OMHS urges you to use common sense when your pets go outdoors in very cold temperatures. If it's too cold for you to be outdoors for more than a short period of time, then it's probably too cold for your pets, too. Likewise, never leave pets and vehicles left outside in cold weather, as animal hypothermia is a real danger. Listen for more cold weather tips for pets throughout January. And in the meantime, keep both yourself and your pets safe and warm. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes the weekly run of fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning starting at 11:30. The holidays mean that maple syrup season is right around the corner. Erica and Scott Walter from Driftless Gold are pleased to announce they now have a retail store open and offering a full line of quality CDL maple supplies and equipment. Whether you're a hobbyist, commercial producer, or just thinking about tapping a few trees this year, they have what you need. Call Scott at 606-5049. Or feel free to stop by their retail store at 16885 County Highway U. That's between Viola and Reedstown. Store hours are Wednesdays noon to 5, Thursdays and Fridays 8 to 5. The folks at Driftless Gold wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and will help you make this spring just a little bit sweeter by bringing your maple syrup dreams to life.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home garden tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Cattle were higher Tuesday. Hogs, corn, and soybeans finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insights from Stein company leaders, agronomists, partners, and others from around the industry. Listen in today. Soybeans were lower on speculative and technical selling. Weekend rains are better than expected in some of the drier parts of Brazil. That should help, but damage has been done to portions of the crop, and early harvest activity is underway in some areas. January beans were down 19.5 at 1274. March was 24.5 lower at 1273.5. January bean meal was down $7.10 at $378.90. January soybean oil was 5 points lower at $47.79. Corn was down, watching that weather in South America with more rain on the forecast for parts of Brazil and generally good conditions in Argentina. Losses for corn are limited by good ethanol demand and improved export demand. March corn was down 7.5 at 463.75. May was 7 lower at 477. And wheat was down. Export demand slow, and the dollar has rallied after its recent decline, further limiting U.S. export potential. Recent precipitation should benefit winter wheat in southern U.S. plains. March Chicago was down 21.25 at $6.06.75. March Kansas City was 13 lower at 629. March Minneapolis wheat on Tuesday was 8.5 lower at 715. Live and feeder cattle were higher, supported by last week's direct business and optimism about this week's trade. More on that in a moment. February live was 342 higher at 171.92, and April was up 225 at 174.50. January feeders were 312 higher at 225.42, and March was up 335 at 226.45. And hogs were lower, with contracts at a premium to the cash index. February was down 265 at 65.32. April lean was 235 lower at 72.50. I'll have your full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
Do you want to optimize the amount of plant nutrition provided by the microbes in your soil? Source it. Want to replace 25 pounds of nitrogen and phosphorus per acre with a soil activator that doesn't leach or volatilize? Then source it. How about a cost-effective alternative to live biologicals that you can throw in the tank and spray in season? Yep, source it. Want peace of mind knowing that your nutrition plan is guaranteed to make money? You guessed it. Source it. Unlock your crop's potential and increase ROI with a low-use rate foliar spray that doesn't require an extra pass in your fields. Source is easy to handle, easy to apply, and easy to store. So if you want an easy way to make your fertilizer plan more efficient and save money, there's only one answer. Source it. Learn more at sound.ag.
More.
Direct cash cattle business was at a standstill, pretty typical for a Tuesday. This week's show list looks mixed, larger in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado, smaller in Texas, with bids and asking prices not yet established and widespread trade not expected until the second half of the week. Box beef is down sharply with relatively heavy movement. Choice is $5.37 lower, and select beef is down $1.47. The estimated cattle slaughter on Tuesday was 126,000 head, up 26,000 on the week and 2,000 on the year. The major direct hog markets were higher with solid negotiated sales, indicating at least some buyers were in need of near-term supplies. National direct trade was up $1.56 with a weighted average of 45.13. Iowa Southern Minnesota was 71 higher at 46.03, and the Western Corn Belt was up 205 at 45.94. The pork carcass cutout value closed 34 cents higher at 85.10. The estimated hog slaughter on Tuesday was 492,000 head, up 41,000 on the week and 57,000 on the year. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Sandra from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A livestock economist says there's some uncertainty for pork producers in 2024. University of Missouri's Scott Brown says he's expecting some volatility in the cash hog market.
I think we look back in the rearview mirror and do a good job of reminding everyone that 2021 and 2022 were both really good demand years. And as we lost a little bit of that strong demand, lowered hog prices in 23.
More news is next.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
A market analyst says the improved weather in the dry crop growing areas of South America isn't helping U.S. grain and oilseed prices as the new year begins. Don Rose tells Brownfield the damage has already been done to Brazil's soybean crop.
These dry areas been dry since October, so how much damage was done is going to be the question mark in these futures reports. But then how much does Paraguay, southern Brazil, and Argentina make up for it?
He says soybean harvest has already started in northern Brazil, and second crop corn will be planted soon. Solid demand meant minor changes to corn for ethanol use numbers during November. USDA says 455 million bushels of corn were used for fuel alcohol production in November 2023, down 1% from October, but up 1% from November 2022. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Richards and
insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kara Hart. This is the Soil Health Hotline, the content partnership with Sound Agriculture and Brownfield Ag News. Sound Agriculture senior agronomist Jessica Pupo explains the impact of micronutrients to the soil. All coming up next on Brownfield.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Jessica Pupo says micronutrients are just as important as macronutrients.
Manganese, zinc, copper, chlorides, nickel, iron, boron, really important nutrients that we need to make sure we pay attention to when we're looking at our soil tests, but also things that we're putting into our field and also overall plant health, because we might be able to see some of those micronutrient deficiencies in our plants. Just like humans, we need nutrients to have overall health and wellness. And plants do as well. So nutrients are really the foundation of crop life and health. And if there are specific nutrients that our plants need and we don't have them in the sufficient quantities that they need, we can see a range of impacts on our crop. Right at the beginning of the season, we may see poor seed germination to poor nodule formation on our legume crops, poor water use efficiency, disease resistance, quality, maturity. What I like to do when I'm looking for micronutrient deficiencies or really any deficiencies of nutrients in a field is think about which nutrients in our crop are mobile and which ones are immobile, because this can really help in identifying issues in the field if we know where to look for issues. Well, a lot of our micronutrients actually are immobile in our plant. So that means we're going to start seeing some of those deficiency symptoms in specific parts of our plant, and that will help us determine that it's a micronutrient versus what possibly might be a macronutrient. So for those micronutrient deficiencies, you're going to see those appear in the upper half of your plant. If you're going to be scouting your field, look for where you're seeing deficiencies, and that might help you lead into determine which nutrients are more deficient than others. Our soil is our bank of nutrients. That's where we have access to not only our micronutrients, but our macronutrients as well. And in order to access the nutrients that our plant needs, we really need to utilize those microbes in our soil who can acquire, fix, and actually physically bring nutrients to the roots, since our root can only reach so far in our soil. Soar stimulates these microbes by utilizing a chemistry that we know our root microbes are responsive to. And that has the ability to provide us a broad range of nutrients to the plant when our plant needs them the most. Visit sound.ag to download a copy of our Key Soil Micronutrient White Paper or to locate your local Soar dealer.
This is the Soil Health Hotline on Brownfield.
Meister Log and Lumber would like to remind all landowners with timber property that trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Thank you.
lost in a crowd. All I see is you. Don't let anybody tell you it's gonna be easy. And that's the trouble with a heartbreak. It's gonna hang around, leave you midnight breaking down, wondering how long that is gonna take. Getting over her, it's a can't drown, whiskey down, kinda hurt. Yeah, you can burn them four wheels up on that road, but there ain't nowhere her memory can't go. That's the trouble with a heartbreak. Yeah, that's the trouble with a heartbreak. A heartbreak, yeah. Think about where she is, who she's driving crazy. Now think about us, girl, I still think about us. That's the trouble with a heartbreak. It's gonna hang around, leave you midnight breaking down, wondering how long that is gonna take. Getting over her, it's a can't drown, whiskey down, kinda hurt. Yeah, you can burn them four wheels up on that road, but there ain't nowhere her memory can't go. That's the trouble with a heartbreak. Yeah, that's the trouble. Heartbreak, yeah. Oh yeah. That's the trouble with a heartbreak. Get out on this town, meet somebody new. Get lost in a crowd, all I see is you. That's the trouble with a heartbreak. It's gonna hang around, leave you midnight breaking down, wondering how long that is gonna take. Getting over her, it's a can't drown, whiskey down, kinda hurt. Yeah, you can burn them four wheels up on that road, but there ain't nowhere her memory can't go. That's the trouble with a heartbreak. Yeah, that's the trouble with a heartbreak. A heartbreak.
That was Jason Aldean with Trouble with a Heartbreak. And I'm Tim Thede. I'm going to be here until 7:15, and that's when we'll be bringing you boys high school basketball action. It'll be Highland at Richland Center. Phil Nee will be making the call for that game, and the pregame starts at around 7:15, as I just mentioned. First high school broadcast of the New Year's. And actually, for high school basketball, we had a little bit of a break there because of the holiday break. But they're going to be back in action, so it's going to be good to hear that the high school basketball is back on the air right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. Just wanted to let you know, first of all, that the temperature gauge, that's the words, Florenholm temperature gauge, has a temperature of 33 degrees at 547. And look for cloudy conditions tonight. We're supposed to get down about 26, and then tomorrow, very, very cloudy, breezy, and a touch cooler with a high of 32. Still not too bad of temperatures for the second day of January, and hopefully your New Year's was great as well. Just wanted to let you know the Creative Outlet will be closed for 1 week. Those needing to talk with Heather during this time should call the Creative Outlet and leave a message. Also, just wanted to let you know that the Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. There are 46 schoolhouses featured in the calendar. Calendars are available from Richland County Historical Society board members for a $6 donation, and the Historical Society members may purchase a calendar for $4.
Helping you build a better life. WCC Credit Union feels so right. A feeling of comfort, a feeling of home. A place you belong, a place you own. You're more than a number, we know you by name. People helping people to borrow and save. Helping you build a better life. WCC Credit Union feels so right.
In a cooperative. cooperative, it's all about relationships. There's no better way to do business. Welcome to WCCU Credit Union. We're your financial co-op. Compare our rates and fees, but most important, compare our service. It's from local people you know and trust. For more information, visit us at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build.
Nominations are still being sought for this year's Making a Difference Awards. The annual awards, which are sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO, will be presented at the annual banquet held this year Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Nominations are being sought for Business of the Year, Outstanding Organization, Civic Leadership, Nonprofit of the Year, Best Face Forward, Community Stewardship, the Emergency Responder Award, Educator of the Year, Medical Hero, Up and Coming Youth Award as well. Nominations are easy. You may submit a nomination by going to southwestpartners.org and clicking on the Making a Difference link and nominate. You may also mail the information to Making a Difference in care of Southwest Partners Incorporated, P.O. Box 651, Richland Center, or email your nomination to swp.acctg@gmail.com. You can also drop off information at 1313 West Seminary Street in Richland Center. Nominations are due January 5th at 5 p.m. Now is the time to nominate the people who are making a difference in Richland County.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Hey girl, what's your name? I really like your style. Look so fine, so sweet, so kind, like strawberry wine. So come on over here, let me talk to you. I wanna get to know that smile. We can sit, we can talk, we can dance, we can walk for a while. Y'all, I got my hands up, singing along to my favorite country songs. Slipping lip right in the neon light. Girl, I'm really feeling your high. You know you got me wrapped around your little finger so tight. You got this, got that, bartender man, hold me back. Yeah, you're just my over and get a drink. They got beer, got rum, got tequila, if that's your thing. Whatever you say, the way you move, when I got your hand in mine, you and me, just us in time, baby, feels so right. Y'all, I got my hands up, singing along to my favorite country songs. Slipping left, right in the neon light. Girl, I'm really feeling your high. You know got me wrapped around your little finger so tight. Got this, got that, bartender man, hold me back. Yeah, you're just my type. Blue jeans, crop top. Yeah, you got your cowgirl half blonde curls. You know that we should hop in the truck, get tangled up, maybe go drive around. We go slow, go fast, we can do whatever, baby, I'm down. Y'all, I got my hands.
singing along to my favorite country songs. Sipping little pride in the neon light. Girl, I'm really feeling your heart. You know you got me wrapped around your little finger so tight. Got this, got that, bartender man, hold me back. Yeah, you're just my type.
About life and wonder just how sweet it would be. But baby, I got lucky when I met you that night. Now you'll always have this promise from me.
No matter how high I get, I'll always look up to you. You'll always be number one. I'll settle for number two. You've always been there for me. Baby, I must confess, I'll always look up to you, no matter how high I get.
Up here on the mountain, it gets crazy sometimes. So crazy, I don't know what to do. When I've had it up to here with all of their lies, I can count on you to tell me the truth.
No matter how high I get, I'll always look up to you. You'll always be number one. I'll settle for number two. You've always been there for me. Baby, I must confess, I'll always look up to you. No matter how high I get, you are the one that turned me around. You help me keep my feet on the ground. No matter how high I get, I'll always look up to you. You'll always be number one. I'll settle for number two. You've always been there for me. Baby, I must confess, I'll always look up to you. No matter how high, no matter how high I get, I'll always look up to you. You'll always be number one. I'll settle for number two. You've always been there for me. Baby, I must confess, I'll always look up to you. No matter how high, I'll always look up to you. You'll always be number one. I'll settle for number two. You've always been there for me. Oh, baby, I must confess, I'll always look up to you. No matter how high I get.
Fastest guy, never hit a home run when the game was tied. I knew from an early age I wasn't gonna be a doctor or the CEO of anything. So I sang, "She Believes in Me," and I played Fire on the Mountain till I made my fingers bleed. I tried to stand out from the crowd, but most times I just struck out at the plate. So I sang. I wasn't cool enough to be a ladies' man. It took me forever just to hold her hand. First time we kissed, she was
whispered, I love you. But I wasn't brave enough to say I loved her too. So I sang, you are so beautiful to me. And I played every note of faithfully. I loved her with everything, but I couldn't think of anything to say. So I sang. No one believed in me as much as Mama. See, she worked overtime to buy my first guitar.